Aziza Al-Yusuf is taking a stand by sitting behind the wheel. She has earned a driver's license in one Gulf nation and in the United States. But in her homeland, Saudi Arabia, authorities won't issue licenses to women. Officials say it's for a woman's own good, with a sheikh recently claiming that a woman's ovaries are negatively affected by her actions behind the wheel. This Saturday, Al-Yusuf and other women will take to the streets to show men that women should also be allowed to drive.
The message from this campaign is a clarification to the decision makers and the readiness for the community for women to drive cars, nothing more. There will be no gatherings or demonstrations. It is only to make women driving a matter of fact and to get the street used to this.
The social media campaign urging women to take the wheel this Saturday is garnering international attention. And it's also creating a dialogue among Saudi men.
I'm for women driving cars, and I think that laws and legislation that will be enacted will protect the women, so there won't be any problems, God willing.
I'm honestly against women driving. I don't know how she'll cope if she has a flat tire. How would she act? Here there's a lot of traffic. Riyadh is already crowded enough.
For Saudi Mansour al-Shamari, the issue is personal.
I encourage women to drive a car. A woman is a mother, sister, wife, beloved. She's a teacher, doctor, bank worker. She's now competing with men everywhere. They're now in the Shura Council, so why not? There's no problem.
But if there's no problem, why hasn't the ban ended? Al-Yusuf hopes it will, and soon. Carla Babb, VOA News.